Welcome, everyone. We're here for the evaluation two for CN160518LKD. That's for the construction manager at risk for the North Fort Myers and Bonita Springs libraries. Today is September the 22nd. We are recording, so if you don't mind, let's go around the room so that voices are recognizable on the recording. My name is Lori Deloach, and I'm with Lee County Procurement.
Mindy Simon, Lee County Library System, voting number.
Dean Grant, Director of Facility Construction Management, voting number.
Scott Muschip, Project Manager, Senior Project Manager, voting member.
We have Douglas, Lee County DOT, voting member.
And in the audience we have?
Terry Crawford with the Lee County Library System, non-voting member.
Chris Walzak, Project Manager, Manhattan Construction.
Jim Cuddy, Vice President of Operations, Manhattan Construction.
Gordon Knapp, Manhattan Construction.
John DeAngelis, DeAngelis Diamond Construction.
B.J. Brundage, DeAngelis Diamond Construction.
Linda Yorty, Friends of the North Fort Myers Library.
Dan Root, Kaufman Lynn Construction.
Nate Coker, Kaufman Lynn.
Joe Blondell, Kaufman Lynn.
Joe Medea, Kaufman Lynn.
Chris Long with Kaufman Lynn.
Sam Doggart with Kaufman Lynn.
John Torrey, Kaufman Lynn.
Welcome, everyone. Since we do have members of the public in the room, we'll ask at this time if there is any public comment. Being none, we'll move forward with the evaluation. Damon, would you like to start?
Sure. Now's the time that we get to deliberate with the four submittals, and I'm going to tell you they were tough. All of you did a great job. Been in a lot of these, and it's normally thinking, oh, it's going to be a tough one. So congratulations to all of you. Thank you for submitting, and we're going to deliberate and go through in order of what we heard. DeAngelis Diamond, Manhattan, OAK, and then Kaufman Lynn, and talk a little bit amongst the voting members. And then at that time, I think Lori's going to give us ranking sheets. We're going to rank them, and then that'll be presented up on the screen, and we'll affirm that, and then we'll have a ranking. So let's start with DeAngelis Diamond. Scott, you want to give us your thoughts?
I was impressed with their presentation. They really like they pushed for the DBE participation in it. Most of the presenters were showing a shorter time period for construction than we were anticipating. But I also think our anticipated construction time has moving time and everything else in it too, so that may be a little bit fuzzy in what's actually there and the time frame we've got in there. They had envelope testing, which is always excellent for having, because water infiltration is the worst problem you can have with a building. Local company down in Collier County, local subs, that's all good.
Yeah, I agree with all these items that you mentioned, and also the good thing I like about, again, the presentation they mentioned about that washer station. I like it, really good thing. And checking materials and specs, that's really good too. I think it's a very strong company.
I thought it was a great presentation. They are very excited about the project, not just as a job, but as library users. So that's encouraging. And their familiarity with EA Docs, I suspect, will be positive.
Absolutely.
And experience with BSSW, Johnson Engineering, and libraries.
Right. DeAngelis Diamond, yeah, they said 10 months, North Fort Myers 11 months, Bonita. I was happy to hear that. Again, pretty much homegrown, one who stays here, which we always like to hear. Familiarity and experience with BSSW, familiarity and experience with Lee County, with the Pine Ridge Government Complex. I like the idea of two separate teams, the idea of having the BIM turnover at the end so that facilities can use that for our maintenance purposes. I like the still and aerial photography along the way, and I did like the way they set it up and keeping the site clean and as non-intrusive as possible for both sides. So again, good solid presentation from D'Angelo Steinman. Any other comments before we move on to Manhattan?
The consistency, the same people from day one with the project, so
right,
no problem
right.
with transition.
Good point. Same team, seamless transition throughout pre-construction to construction. Any other comments? Okay, let's move to the second submittal of the presentation, which was Manhattan Construction. Again, another solid presentation. They presented it a little bit differently. It was an aggressive schedule. They wanted to move forward to GMP at 60% and were willing to take that risk, and then the county would realize significant savings. I think they listed potentially $1.7 million. Little different approach, which I thought was, I can appreciate that. Let me go back to my notes here. I think, you know, they did a good job with how they came to that number with the budget. Their project approach, again, was aggressive, but it also wrapped everything up within 10 months. Which I thought was impressive. Let me open it up while I go through my notes again, Scott.
Yeah, I think it's the only concern I have is with that 60% GMP is that it's going to take a substantial commitment from the architect. Because they're going to have a fairly good set of documents by 60% to be able to back with a solid GMP or have a lot of contingencies and a lot of allowances in there.
Talked about that contingency factor, but I think that's a good point. 60%, you only have to look at your design drawings on the detail of the design drawings, and then, you know, how do you gauge that contingency and how much is that contingency going to be?
And 60 is normally about 32.
I can quote you on that as an architect.
You can quote me on that as an architect.
Yeah.
I like the idea about that job fair for subcontractors. They did a good presentation. They checked the budget and the time. Looks like we can get the job done. I think that's all the comments I have on that company.
They have built libraries with PSSW.
And they did realize the economy of scale. I think that it showed that they spent some time looking into this and doing their due diligence. They were anticipating from an economy of scale with the bidding them together 5% discount, and then again taking a look at with the making some assumptions with the DMPs another 1.5% to 2%, and then cutting again taking. And assumed 5 months off the schedule, $650,000. So, again, it was, I appreciated the detail and them coming in and doing something a little bit aggressive, a little bit different to show significant time savings and cost savings. But I am a little bit concerned about what you mentioned, Scott, with where do we find that happy medium between 60% drawings and that contingency.
I'm just not sure if it really amounts to much benefit other than going to the GMP at 60%, because you've still got the same process going on. They are still getting input into the architect on constructability and all those things as the architect's moving from 60 to 100%. I'm not sure if it gives us much benefit, really. Except the number up earlier that were guaranteed, but that even if things change with the architect, if something happens where we decide to do something
right.
more costly, it's going to be a change
That's
order for GMP.
Right. Mindy, yeah, any more comments?
OAK.
OAK. Yes. The third presentation, OAK. To start us off, Scott.
Yeah, another one, they've got EA Docs experience. They do have, it appears they've presented a more substantial amount of things they can do in-house. I think the 25% is probably even, they could probably maybe do even a little bit more than that, all things considered. But that's certainly something that's a good thing to have available to you, that you're not just brokering all of the work out on the job site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the site civil in-house, good stuff.
They added more people, knowing that we wanted separate teams, one for each project. They've got experience with BSSW. Their presentation was very thorough. They did a lot of research of the existing sites. They really did their homework. They have experience with library technologies. You said EA Docs.
Mm-hmm.
They also seem very excited about the project.
Yeah, they were at both of our public meetings.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like about that comment. They spoke about safety today, very strong on safety, which is something really important. Also, it seems like they have a very good experience with library. So, and the scheduling also, they can do the job in between 11 and 12 months. That's really good too. So.
Right. And that, again, I think Dave mentioned that you know, they're unique in the fact that they do have the self-performing capabilities, and we do have and have built in up to 25% allowance and then more if necessary. They were looking at 11 to 12 months for both. I think they're very familiar with the issues in North Fort Myers as they relate to our sewer and power and stormwater.
I think they were interconnecting their schedules a lot more than some of the other presenters were.
Mm-hmm. Again, they were using BIM, EA Doc, familiarity, life cycle cost analysis. And again, you know, 34 years local contractor. Comfortable with that. Kaufman Lynn Construction, the final presenter. Scott?
I guess my biggest concern is just the not being in town kind of thing. It makes it more difficult if you need to have something quickly. During construction, you're going to have the guys on site. See a problem with that portion of it. It's really going to be that pre-construction portion where that play between the architect and the construction manager and the whole team really needs to be something that has to work really well. And that's my biggest concern with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can do it, but I just know that, you know, if you have to have some meeting quickly, you know, can't wait. You know, within an hour or something, it's going to be more difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. They had talked about the Moorings Park, and I was hoping that they had worked a little bit with BSSW. But I don't know that, not that they couldn't, but that relationship exists yet with BSSW, where some of the other presenters have actually had the relationship built with the local government entities and regulatory agencies, as well as the design team, and as well as our EA Doc software. So. Did take note of that during the presentation. Mindy?
The sharing of resources, familiarity with the site, the ability to work on simultaneous, they have experience working on simultaneous projects, but building in a time differential in order to better share resources. Having been to the sites, they came up with they gave consideration to how to deal with the site without impacting
Right, I didn't like them using that exit for the libraries as their entry.
That was a unique solution,
I like that a lot. And I did like the Procore dashboard. So again, I think that as a reporting software, cloud-based software, that could have been, you know, that would be useful.
And they do have library experience.
Yes,
work
yes.
On several libraries.
I know within our work right now in planning stages, we separated these buildings as two separate projects. Do you see the combining the projects in construction as a positive or negative or neither?
I think we are better served with having some separation.
I think early on, there's a lot of duplication or the need for that communication to happen at the same time. But as we move forward,
is that what you're asking?
Yeah, there are certain things that there's probably some economy in scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, purchasing air conditioning equipment, let's say, to buy the package together as both projects. But as a contractor, any contractor should be able to do that. It's really how they're looking at these projects as being two separate projects doing built 35 miles apart. I mean, they're not on the same piece of property. They're not across town. They are fairly distant.
Is procurement going to allow us to look at these as one project?
No. You're not even deciding that part of it right now. You have actually put out a solicitation that says that you want one CMR and that you've asked them to have two teams.
Yeah.
Okay. So that other conversation is a different.
Okay.
We're still with Kaufman. Any other comments? Yeah.
No, I don't really have any comments.
Scott?
No.
Are we ready to give our rankings?
I think so.
Okay,
at this time, I'm going to give you your ranking sheets. If you would, please consider each one. Give them a ranking of 1 through 4. Please no ties. If we end up having an overall tie, when we put it on the board, we have tiebreakers in our solicitation documents to handle that. Ms. Andy. That was just what we based on overall, and then you rank them.
Okay.
Correct. Can you complete it, George? Yes, go ahead and sign, and after we check them verbally, you'll initial. Yeah.
What's the holdup?
I just thought you needed to deliberate a little more.
Decision, don't you?
She didn't take your seat.
Oh, she brought it back. Yes, I don't want to wear the glasses. That calculator is broken. Thank you.
We need to talk. At this time, I'm going to ask you to look at your sheets. I'm going to verbally read the scores. And we'll confirm them. When you confirm them, you'll actually initial the scoring sheet to accept it. Okay, Mindy, we'll do it in order of which we evaluated them, being DeAngelis Diamond, Manhattan, OAK, and then Kaufman. Mindy, 2, 4, 1, 3, is that correct?
Correct.
Please initial, and I'll take your sheet back in just a moment. Scott, 1, 3, 2, 4, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, please initial. Iab, 1, 4, 2, 3. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Damon, 1, 3, 2, 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we have an overall ranking of DeAngelis Diamond is 1, OAK is 2, and we have a tie for third being Manhattan and Kaufman Lynn. Do I have a motion to, since we're only awarding to one proposer for this project, I'd like a motion for DeAngelis Diamond being ranked number 1. Would you guys like to move forward and award to them and start negotiations?
I'd like to make a motion to begin negotiations with DeAngelis Diamond.
Thank you, Scott. All in agreement? No opposed? Okay, we will start the award process for DeAngelis Diamond. That concludes our meeting. Thank you all very much for your proposals and for coming.